In this week's parasha, we have the Yigdol Midos HaRachamim, Hashem Hashem Kal Rachum Rechanun. And we know, Chazal said, there's a bris krusa, that there was a krusha who promised Moshe, Hinei Anochi Kareis bris, Negel Kol Amcha Eseni Flois, that the Enon Chosus Reiko. The Kolzman, she said, Oisim, they're going to Oisim Seder's Elephonite, they follow this Seder, so it's Enoch Chazos Reikon. Shashir Reb Chaim Stein, Zichu Libracha, used to always tell on the question, what's the language of the Kolzman, the Oisim Seder's Elephonite, whenever Klaiso does this Seder. The Chara means, the Chazal, when they talk about this type of things, they talk about saying it. Kolzman, the Klaiso, says this Elephonite, would have been the proper way of saying it. What's the language of Oisim? So what does the language of Oisim mean? So he pointed out from the Talmud Devara, and there are other Makaris, that the promise isn't if you say the words that therefore you'll be answered. The promise is if you take the lessons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanhaga, of Rachamim, of mercy, like the Talmud Devara goes through each one of the different elements of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes clear care of us and cares about us and has Rachamim for us, etc. If we emulate him, and we follow the concept of being mistabik bedrachov, being herlich in the hug of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that they're not krisus reikom. But if it ends up just being words, that's all it is words, then there's no avtach at all. Now there are some shitas which say that saying it is sufficient. The morale seems possibly understand like that, etc. So, how do you understand that? Maybe, and can we reconcile the two shitas? So, the approach that they say is that when Klai Yisrael says it, obviously, Chazal uses a mashal, the Maharal says that wrapping oneself in a talis means it has to be said with kavana. It's not just to say the words, but it's to say it with focus and understanding and being inspired on what the words mean. But when we say that, we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like the nation gets together on the day of the coronation or the day when the king comes out, and they say praises to the king. That act of saying praises to the king creates a shas rachamim. It's a time of rachamim. The king is in that type of a mode. And the Medrash says when Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Kisei Din, and Klai Yisrael says the Yod Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Kadosh Baruch Hu moves from the Kisei Din to the Kisei Rachamim. And from that vantage point, he judges the world. So it's not a freebie. It's just creating a different vantage point, which the Baruch Hu has that unhaga to start with, and judging the world from that vantage point. Now, by king, you know, we understand that the flattery, the good emotion, whatever that accomplishes, etc. But how do you understand that when it's coming from? But we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where obviously those things are irrelevant. So you have to understand that. I saw this idea from Rabbi Lef. That Rabbi Lef says that the Russian created the Bria to be mative. If we understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is to be mative, we understand that that's the relationship that he wants, we're setting the tone for the relationship. There's one of the Balei Machshava said that you shouldn't be always said the mitzvah al manas, the cup of pras, but if you're doing it, that because with understanding that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative to mankind, and you give it's an opportunity to give him pleasure by being mativ, and that's your kavanah for doing the mitzvahs, to generate a way to give him the hanoah of being mativ to us. So at that point in time, that is l'shem shemayim, accepting, because, and he says that the test for it, if the Bereshit will take his hatava and give it to somebody else, how would you feel? If you feel fine, it's clearly that your goal is Hashem Shemayim, to allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to be a meitiv. So you've generated an understanding of what it means, the Creator, what it means, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself generates a whole different angle of how to look at it. Possibly, from that vantage point, it's almost impossible that we don't emulate. If a person, if that result doesn't result in the human beings emulating and seeing the Karech HaBatova, then they didn't really understand it properly. So we one element is the mirror with Kavanah generates a relationship, but from that vantage point, eventually it will generate an actual change, a shift in our Hanhaga. Have a good Shabbos.